Then as we come to chapter 9, we notice that everything in this chapter is recorded in the other Gospels, that is, in the so-called Synoptic Gospels, Matthew and Mark, and we've looked at practically everything in that chapter. And I'm going to go over it rather hurriedly, and the reason for that is that I hope in chapter 10 to get to the parable of the Good Samaritan. That's brand new. Only Luke gives us that parable. And I want to spend a little time with it so we go over quickly ground that we've covered heretofore. Now, as we come to chapter 9, the first thing that we have here, the 12 were sent forth to preach. Now, you remember Matthew, after the Lord had enunciated his ethic and then demonstrated the dynamic by the fact that he performed miracles in every area of life, in the physical realm, in the spiritual realm, in the natural realm, and in the supernatural realm. We've had that already in Luke, by the way. Now he sends his disciples forth, and I'll just read a few of the verses here. Verse 1, Luke 9. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Now, I would like to say this very carefully, that when our Lord was here on earth, he gave the gift of healing to his apostles. They were sign gifts. They were to demonstrate that he is who he claimed to be. And when the church got underway, you see, there was no scripture at the very beginning. And the sign of an apostle was the fact that he had the sign gifts. Peter could heal the sick, and he could raise the dead, by the way. And Paul could heal the sick, and by the way, he could raise the dead. Have you ever met any of them today that are faith healers that are raising the dead? If you hear one, let me know. Now, I know they claim to do it, but they haven't been able to demonstrate it yet. I heard of several instances that turned up to be quite phony when they were examined rather carefully. Now, we have here in this chapter the fact these men were sent out and they were given these sign gifts. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now, that was the 70, and was in that day before he died upon the cross. Now, you don't find him sending them out to heal as being the important thing today. You find that even though Paul had the gift of healing toward the end of his ministry, he apparently didn't exercise it at all. He told Timothy to take wine for his tummy's sake, and he himself had a thorn in the flesh, and he asked God to remove it. God didn't remove it. Apparently, that was a gift that, even before the apostles had passed off the scene, was one that, as soon as we have the Scripture, the authority moves from a person to the page of Scripture, the Word of God. And John could write in his day, you will recall, toward the end of his life, he said, "If any come to you not having this doctrine," and the man might come being able to bring down fire from heaven. But if he didn't have the doctrine, and Paul says, "If an angel from heaven preach any other gospel than we preached unto you, let him be anathema." That is, let him be damned. It's pretty strong language, by the way, but that's what he said.